of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for rectifying all issues and malfunctioning, amen, concerning the conference line. We thank you for your presence being in the midst of us, and we commend this Sunday school lesson unto thee, that you may have your way in the hearts of your people through your word, that the power within your word will resonate in their life, in their heart, in their minds, oh God. Lord, don't let it be snuffed out or snatched away, oh God, but let it resonate. Let it take root, O God, and let your perfect work and will be done in the hearts and the minds of your people. Beloved, on today, amen. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We welcome you all to the Sunday school lesson. Praise God. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It is a privilege, amen, to have the mindset to want to obey the word of God and not forsake the assembly together with the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone do not have that mind. Amen. Everyone do not have the ability to be able to show up and press in. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for that mind on today. Beloved, that the theme of the lesson today is God confronts the sin. Amen. God confronts the sin. And we're speaking of the children of Israel here. And they had made covenant with God, but at the absence of their leader Moses, they had quickly turned back to their old way of living, their old lifestyle. Praise God. Amen. And you will find that as it was then, so is it today. Praise God. That yes. God is not going to allow us, amen, to disobey him without us being convicted of the sin by way of the Holy Ghost that he has given unto us, amen, as a deposit of eternity. Praise God. And so let us read the lesson text that the word of God may testify to you today of Christ. Amen. So the lesson text is coming today from Exodus, amen, chapter 32. Verses 15 through 24, and I want to give you a moment to get it. This is Sunday school, praise God, and the lesson is coming from Exodus, amen, hallelujah. This is one of the five books of Moses, one of the Pentateuchs, or one of the Torah, as you may very well know it to be. Exodus, amen, hallelujah, chapter 32, verses 15 through 24. When you get it, say amen. Do everyone have the lesson?
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Minister Paris, I'm going to ask that you read those verses for us.
Sure. Exodus chapter 32, verse 15 to 24. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides. On the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. Verse 19, and it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf, which they had made, and burnt it in the fire, and ground it to powder, and strawed it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee, that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. Verse 24, and I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf.
Amen, beloved. And the word of God is blessed. Amen. And so, you know, what really stands out to me as she was reading, amen, was Aaron and his defense of his sin. And we're going to get to that today within the lesson. Beloved, there is no good reason for us to disobey the word of God. I know that we can reason with these things within ourselves due to fear and all kind of things, amen. But God, when he commands us, amen, according to his word, he expects to be obeyed. Not only do he expect to be obeyed, we that are the church, we are living in the time where we have the power of the Spirit living inside of us. That when God gives us a word, he also gives us a provision through the word to obey the word of God. Amen. Listen, he gave us help, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so there is absolutely no excuse. But we want to get back, amen, to the topic of the lesson concerning God confronts the sin, amen. And I want you to know that there is no way that the people of God can disobey the word of God and God not convict us or convince us that we are in error some kind of way. There comes a time when he will deal directly with us. But when we are not adhering to the convincing and the convicting of the Spirit or the voice of God, he will put someone else in your business. Amen. He will begin to expose you because it is God's mind that he wants you to live. Amen. He don't want you to die in your sin and go to a devil's hell. Amen. And so God, he actually, amen, confronts those that are his sons, amen. He chastises his sons and his daughters, amen. And we're going to learn, amen, that a bastard he does not chastise, amen. But the children of Israel was his, even in their disobedient state, they were still his people. Even with his anger kindled upon them, his chastisement and correction to them or toward them, amen, was the love of God, amen, that they be not separated from the Creator, amen. Beloved, we're going to look at the golden text. The golden text is coming from Exodus chapter 32, verses 26, amen. And it says, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Amen. Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Amen. And this is a question that we need to ask today. Who is on the Lord's side? Amen. Listen, let's not waste each other's time, but if you be on the Lord's side, if you're going to serve God, then serve God. But if you're going to serve Baal, amen, hallelujah, don't be twixt in between two opinions, beloved, amen. We cannot make excuses, and we cannot take that which is good out of the word of God that is easy for us to do and say, this is what we're going to do. There comes a time when we have to even obey the things that seems to be hard to us. Amen. Knowing that God has given us a provision of help. Amen. And we also going to see here the anger of the Lord. Amen. God gives us in his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Many scriptures, amen, concerning anger. Amen. There is a holy anger. There is a divine anger. Amen. There is a conviction. Amen. Hallelujah. Toward that we should have toward God's people. Amen. That they be not stumbled by the blocks that are set before them. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to see that Moses possessed this holy anger as well. Amen. When he dealt with the children of Israel concerning what took place. Amen. In his absence, my God, hallelujah. And so now the lesson outline is Moses returns from the mount, amen. That's the first part of the lesson outline. The second part is Moses confronts the sin, amen. And the third part is going to be that Aaron defends his actions, amen. Aaron is no different than some of us today, amen. Some of us today, God has been dealing with us concerning things that we have been disobedient to his word in, and God, and yet we have excuses. Amen. We try to justify the wrongdoing, but we cannot be wrong and strong. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must humble ourselves. Amen. And we must hear the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, my God. We must hear his voice. Amen. And we must turn. Amen. Repent and turn. Amen. Hallelujah. And walk in a different direction. Praise God. And so today, I want you to pay attention to today's aim as we're going through this lesson text. Amen. The facts are to examine how God confronted the sin of Israel. Amen. And the second one is principle to know that God holds all people to account for their sin. Somebody say he's talking about me. Amen. Because sometimes we read the word of God and we can see everybody but ourselves. But no, today God is talking to me. Today God is talking to you. Praise God. Amen. No, he's not talking to you about your husband, your sister, your brother, your friend that did you wrong. But today he is talking to you. Praise God. Whenever we are studying a lesson text before we can even share it with anyone, we first must eat it. We first must chew it up. We must believe it. We must digest it. And we must first apply it to ourselves. Amen. Praise God. And application is to strengthen our daily awareness that our thoughts and actions are seen and evaluated by God. Amen. And so, beloved, we must be aware that, listen, it's not just about what you do and what you say. God knows the meditations of your heart. Amen. And these things are being evaluated by God. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember when Sarah laughed within herself, that means in her heart. Amen. It wasn't out loud. When God said that she would bear a child, she was all up there in age, and Sarah laughed because she did not believe God. And God asked Abram, he said, why do Sarah laugh? Sarah said, I did not laugh. And God said, you did so. You laughed inside of yourself. Amen. So there is the meditations of your own heart, those things that nobody else hears. Amen. That you are thinking. Beloved, I'm here to tell you that God knows about it. Even as I was studying the lesson, there was something that tried to creep into my mind. Amen. Hallelujah. And it just was not going away. And I spoke to self. I said, self, this is the time for the Lord. I began to cast down that imagination and pull down that stronghold until it was nothing. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. We have to remember, beloved, amen, that the enemy will deal with us at the speed of a thought, my God. Hallelujah. And you will think that these thoughts and desires are yours, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. But you have to discern that this is not God's mind toward me. Praise God. And you have to learn how to cast these things down. Amen. Amen, beloved. So let us get into the lesson text. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to look at the very concept of right and wrong. Amen. Right and wrong is built into human nature. When we were created by God in his image, amen, but our fallen humanity is quite adept at finding excuses and exceptions that we all too easily grow complacent about our sin, beloved. Amen. And so we want to be mindful of that when we begin to make excuses, amen, about why we do what we do, when we begin to blame our upbringing, amen, or how we was raised, or how we was mishandled, or how we was dropped in life, praise God, or how we was disrespected or mishandled, amen. God is saying that you are reasoning out of your flesh, amen, that is fallen man trying to make an excuse for why you are now doing the very thing that you are doing. Amen. And now that we know that it is the fallen flesh, amen, we need to pull up above that thing. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to know that God has given us a help and he is on the inside. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he is warring against these things. If we would just acknowledge God in all of our ways, He will direct our path. Amen. Amen, beloved. Amen. So Moses, amen, is on the mount. Amen. Hallelujah. And God revealed to Moses. Moses does not know what is going on in the camp with the children of Israel, but God is an all-knowing God. And in the last lesson text, God revealed to Moses that the children of Israel has sinned against him. Amen. That the children of Israel is worshiping an idol in the camp. Praise God. Hallelujah. Moses did not know this. God told Moses, let me alone. Amen. That my anger may wax hot against this rebellious people. Amen. And so rebellion, amen, for God was their disobedient, amen, to his covenant that he had established with him, a disobedience to his word. Amen. Praise God. And so now Moses is coming back down, amen, hallelujah, the mount, amen. And halfway he meets Joshua, who came with him halfway up the mount. And now Moses and Joshua is headed right back down the mount. And when Moses get into the gate of the camp, amen, hallelujah. Beloved, listen, we are anointed and appointed for this season, praise God, amen. There is a gateway into the camps of all of our lives. There is a gateway into the camp of our personal life, a gateway into the camp of our family life, a gateway into the camp of our friendship, amen, amen, our associates, amen, our spiritual life. There are all kinds of gateways, amen, and what do you let in the gate? Amen, hallelujah, of your relationship. Amen, beloved. You must be mindful of what it is that you bid access. Amen. When Moses left the people, amen, they wanted covenant with the true and living God. They had agreed to this covenant. Amen. And God called Moses up to the mount that he may establish it, and amen, and that he may give them what he expected of them, and he was doing this on these tablets of law, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, these tablets of stone he had written with his own finger on the front and on the back to instruct the people on how they ought to live, praise God. Amen. But before God, amen, Moses could get back down to the camp with these tablets, amen, it's been 40 days and the people, amen, don't know where Moses is. They're not even really looking for Moses. It's not like they sent out a search team to go up the mount to see if Moses is even still alive. These people just want to do what it is that they want to do. God called them a hard-headed and a stiff-necked people, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, this is God's mind toward us when we are disobedient. Amen. It's a hard head. Amen. It's rebellion. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to come to understand kingdom language and the ways of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we don't want to be seen in the eyes of God in this manner. Praise God. Is there anyone that wants to be seen in God's eyes as rebellious? Is there anyone that wants to be seen in God's eyes as hard-headed and stiff-necked? Is there anyone? Is this how you want God to remember you? Amen? Yeah. Beloved, and so, amen, praise God. We don't want to be seen as that. Hallelujah. Not in the eyes of our God, not in the eyes of him that is our provision, that is our healing, that is our deliverance. Amen. Not in the eyes of him that is our creator, not in the eyes of him that is meeting every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Not in the eyes of him that gave us his spirit, not in the eyes of him that came down 42 generations and died our death and paid our sin debt. Oh, no, we need to be more appreciative than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to show more of a gratitude than that. For to whom so much is given, so much is required, so much is expected. Amen, hallelujah. And it seems that when people are entitled, when they begin to feel entitled, amen, hallelujah, my God, it seems like that they go more into their own way when they're entitled, praise God. Amen. But God is holding his people accountable. If you be the people of God, there is an accountability that God is holding you to. There is responsibility that you have because you have been washed by the blood and washed by the water of the washing of the word. Amen. Amen. So, beloved, you will see that the first commandment is that God is unique, the only one, and the one and only God, and that we should never have any other God. The second says never to make any physical representation of God. What Moses encountered on his return to camp was the people violating both of these commandments big time. Their worship of their handmade God was blatant idolatry. They were worshiping the wrong God in a sinful way. They had gone completely off the track of following God. Amen. And so, beloved, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. Amen. There is a way that may seem right unto us, but we have to measure it by the word of God. Amen. We have to find out if this really is the road of righteousness, because God is saying there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. And the children of Israel was in a way, amen, but they was not in the way in which Moses has left them. Amen. But they find themselves in a way where they had shaped a God with their own hand, amen, and they said that they was going to use this as the image of the true, invisible, living creator, and that we will worship him through this, amen. And so you will find that even back in Cain day, amen, God does not just accept any type of worship. He does not accept just any type of sacrifice, amen, because he has made it plain, amen, what it is that he desire of his people, amen. And so God said unto Cain, when Cain brought his offering, he rejected it, and he said, amen, I accepted Abel's offering because Abel did right, but if you also do right, you too will be accepted. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this, and the way God is raising us up, beloved, those of you with children, amen, you have to begin to, amen, hallelujah, correct them, amen, and lead them into righteousness. Don't just accept any old thing, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, because and then they will develop, amen, hallelujah, a culture of giving just any old thing. You have to begin to raise the standard, amen, in which they do their homework. Raise a standard on how they present themselves. Raise a standard, amen, hallelujah, for rules at the dining room table. Raise a standard on how they talk to you, how they address you, my God, even how they anger towards you. Raise a standard and begin to set boundaries, because this is the type of Father we serve, the type of God we serve. He has set a standard of living, amen, a standard of worship and fellowship with him, a standard, amen, hallelujah, that we ought to follow. Amen. Amen. Do anyone have any questions right now before we move forth in this lesson, or do you have anything that you would like to share? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we see here, amen, hallelujah, within this lesson, amen, Moses received the tablets and he returned, amen, and Moses began to, amen, to correct the people, amen, amen, hallelujah. What did Moses do, amen, in correcting the people, amen? One of the things that Moses did was he destroyed their forbidden idols and made them drink it. Amen. He destroyed it. He grounded it down into a powder, and he put it in their drinking water. Amen. Listen, everybody from that camp did not make it. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because there was gold in the drinking water. Why? Because their idol was in the drinking water. Why? Because there was death in the drinking water, beloved. Amen. So Moses said, now the very thing that you was trying to offer up to God, amen, within your own way, now you eat it. Now you drink it, amen. Now Moses, amen, hallelujah, he destroyed their forbidden idols and made them drink it. He was angry, and they knew it, amen. And so as leaders, amen, we cannot back down, amen. Even when the people do not understand it, amen, we have to believe that the same God that spoke it will bring them to an understanding, amen. Listen, we're here to raise the standard through the word of God, amen. And we're not here to henpick, amen, on every little sin, but through giving the word of God. If the people of God belong to God, the word of God will convict them. Amen. Hallelujah. And set them on the straight and the narrow path, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And then Moses began, after he dealt with the whole camp, he began to deal with Aaron. Aaron was the leader, amen, under Moses that was set in place. God, Aaron, Moses left the people in the care of Aaron. Amen. Those of you that are leaders, you have to be mindful. Those of you that are parents, you have to be mindful in who care you leave your children to, and who care you leave the saints to. You have to be mindful. Amen. And so we see here that Aaron was afraid of the multitude of the people. It wasn't all the people that disobeyed God, but there was thousands of them that rose up that said, Moses, amen, we don't know what happened to him. Amen. He's already been gone for 40 days. Amen. Make us an idol that we can worship. We need something physical that will lead us. Amen. And Aaron, instead of standing up the way Moses stood up against the people, amen, the way Moses stood for righteousness, amen, the way Moses stood, amen, hallelujah, as a leader should, amen, what did Aaron do? Aaron gave in to the people, amen. And he told them, amen, take your earrings out, take your rings off, amen. And he carved them a graven image out of his gold after he himself had melted it down, amen. But when he began, when Moses questioned him about what it is that he had done, he acted as if he just took the gold from the people, and he said, these people were set on mischief, which they were. Amen. Hallelujah. But who is leading? Are you leading the people, or are the people leading you? Praise God. Can God trust you as a leader to stand up? Can God trust you, my God, to lead his people into all truth? Can God trust you to stand on righteousness, or will you fold? My God, will the masses of the people begin to lead you? My God. So Aaron is saying that all he did was melt the gold down and out popped from the fire this golden calf. Like God gave them this calf. Amen. Aaron began to lie. My God, Aaron began, hallelujah, amen, to defend himself. And a lot of us, when we are confronted with our sin, we immediately begin to defend ourselves. But God don't want you defending yourself, because he is your defense. Hallelujah. He's your defense. If you are right, he's going to defend you. If you are wrong, you must repent. Hallelujah. Take a posture of repentance and turn from the wickedness, amen, that you have found yourself in the way of. Repent and turn. Repent and turn. Repent and turn. As I read the word throughout the week, I find myself repenting and praying for the grace to never take that way again. Praying for the grace to stay in the path of righteousness, because this is not something that we can do on our own. We need the Holy Ghost to gird us up and to lead us and to cause for us to stand up to obey the word of God. Amen? Amen, beloved. And so Aaron pleaded with Moses not to be angry, making excuses, amen, that Moses was very familiar with the mischievous nature of the Israelites. Amen, beloved, there is no excuse. And I ask you today, as we have asked you last week, amen, in the lesson, amen, I believe that God is using the Holy Ghost in this season to make his church without spot and without wrinkle. I believe that sin is being addressed, that your mindset or your perceptive, amen, how you perceive the sin, amen, hallelujah, do you perceive it as God perceive it, amen, that it can bring about your death, amen, how are you perceiving this thing, praise God. We want to believe that everything is all right, that everything is expedient, that we can do whatever we want to do, amen, but not when you have been set apart and called up out of the very thing that you continue to move in, amen. And so today, amen, the idols that we face may not be graven images, amen, or they could be, because there was a time when I was collecting, amen, hallelujah, I was collecting elephants. I had jade elephants, amen, and I had elephants made out of cow bone and all kinds of stuff. Whenever I would go away to the Aztec Islands, amen, I would bring back me an elephant, Amen. Hallelujah. And the elephants were significance of good luck. You put the trunk up to the door, it was good luck. Amen. Hallelujah. But when God called me close unto him, amen, I broke every elephant. I tossed it in the trash. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, because I knew that for me it was not about good luck. Praise God. I knew that it was about the move of his spirit and the favor that he has kindled toward me, beloved. Amen. Sometimes you got witchcraft working in your very house. Praise God. Amen. And you have to begin to go through your house and be able to identify those things that you had there that you may not have had the knowledge of at the time which you obtained it, but now the eyes of your understanding have been illuminated. Amen. And then you have to begin to break things and throw them away. And these are things that you are worshiping and you don't know not. These are things that you believe that you are going to get rich by. These are things that you believe that it's bringing about your good fortune. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. And so today, some of our idols are money. Amen. We're not serving God, but we're serving our money. Which idols beckon you? Is it money? Is it popularity? Is it pleasure? Amen. Hallelujah. Is it, amen, possessions? Amen. Is it success? Is it family? Amen. Do these things keep you so busy that you just don't have time for God? Do these things keep you so busy you can't even open up the word and read it every day, your daily bread? Do these things keep you so busy? Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, that you forsake the assembly and you don't have time for prayer, amen, or time for meditation on the word of God. How busy are these things keeping you? Sometimes we are just so busy being busy, my God, and we're really not accomplishing the very thing that God would have us to accomplish, amen? Beloved, living for God is not hard. He gave us everything that we needed. He wrapped it up and tied it up in his spirit. Amen. And then he put his spirit on the inside of us. Each and every one of us have a deposit of eternity on the inside. Praise God. Amen. The concluding of the lesson, we are inclined to ignore God's commands, and we do this at the greatest of jeopardy to our honor in our lives. We can try to blame others. Amen. How many of us want to cast the blame? Amen. I find myself in a place in my life, and I'm going to be transparent. Amen. Hallelujah. Where I had to stand up and say that the reason why I find myself in the place that I'm in today is because of the decisions that I have made. It's easy to cast the blame on someone else, but beloved, no one can make you do anything. Wherever it is that you find yourself, it's because you have made a decision. And the same way you made a decision that put you in it, you can make a decision that caught it off and get you out of it. You have the, see, the enemy don't want you to change your mind. See, it's all right that you come to church. It's all right that you got baptized. But the moment your mind gets spiritualized, the moment you change your mind, the moment you begin to agree with God, the moment you begin to walk in a different way, the moment, amen, the enemy don't like that. He don't like that this word today, amen, is edifying you, amen, that this word is transforming your mind, that this word is causing you to want to live a godly life. He does not like that. Hallelujah. He don't care if you assemble. He don't care if you shout all day. Hallelujah. Because you could shout all day, but there be no change. There must be change, amen. There must be a searing of the evil conscience through the word of God. Hallelujah. Through the spirit of God. Hallelujah. We must learn to be patient. Amen. Moses was not sitting around idle while he was away, but the people had lost patience with his perceived delay. Amen. I know that for 2 months, September and October, I tried my best to be still in the presence of God, and there was times when I was pulled away to minister or to do certain things, amen, but amen, I believe that God is preparing me and preparing the people that in those times that he set me apart to get me alone, that he can download instruction instruction, amen, that it is important, amen, that that time not be disturbed, amen, and that you have to be patient, and that whoever is set in place to be able to teach and preach and to pray, praise God, amen, that you are to submit to that, amen, and to learn and to grow, amen, and to know that you have not been left alone, because God is always with you. Amen. Beloved, we have to be patient. Amen. Amen. Moses was listening to God and learning a lot of very important details about how Israel should live as God's people. Amen. He returned at God's appointed time to deliver those details to those who needed them. Without those details, they would never become all they should be and inherit the blessings God had for his people. And beloved, I say that to you today, that if you don't get in the word of God, if you don't begin to make the word of God a part of your daily bread, you know, I love Proverbs, because Proverbs tells us about the righteous man and the fool, amen, praise God, hallelujah, and none of us want to have the attributes or to live the life or to be in the way of the fool, amen. That's what I love about Proverbs. Proverbs is a book of wisdom, amen. Proverbs, amen, amen, keeps us in that straight and narrow way of righteousness. It keeps us on the firm and the solid ground, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. If you want to know, sometimes I read Proverbs and I say, oh my God, amen, I think the Lord is talking about me, amen. It's time to repent. It's time to make the road narrow. It's time to turn another way, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. If we refuse to wait for and take time to learn the details of how God wants us to live, we can never live as we should. Amen. Beloved, we cannot refuse to come to know God through his word. Amen. God says, those of you that are heavy laden, amen. Hallelujah. He says, take up my yoke, because my yoke is easy. Amen. And his burden is light. And then he said, and learn of me. He says, and learn of me. How can we learn of a God that we cannot see? Well, he has revealed to us through his written word, his mind. Amen. Hallelujah. He has given us the very spirit of his word, which is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. My God.
Amen.
Amen, beloved. There is no way that we can fail. It's hard for us to fail if we walk according to the precepts and the principle in God's word. Amen. And so, beloved, this thing just keep coming up, the word. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. There was a time when we was in Sunday school and we had the word, and then we was in prayer. Amen. And then devotion service, and then regular worship service. Amen. Which was praise and worship, but there was more word, amen. And then there was the afternoon service, that was word. There was Bible study in the middle of the week, that was word, amen. Beloved, we really need more word, hallelujah. How can we come to know the mind of God? And I'm talking about in your private time, in your personal time, desire the word of God over everything else. If you could just get a desire for his word, you will know his plan for your life. I want you to look at these practical points, amen, and I want to be able to give you these, and I want you to remember them, beloved, amen. In God alone, believers have permanent and perfect standards of morality and holy character. This is in God alone, amen. This is us being in Christ and in the way of Christ. The only way that we can have perfect standard of morality and a holy character is that we must be in God. And God alone is not coming any other way, beloved. It's not coming. And you find that in Exodus 32, verses 15 through 16, amen. And two is rejecting God's word always causes confusion among God's people. You find that in verses 17 through 18, amen. If we are all believing the word of God, if we are all walking in step and in stride with God's word, his revelation, amen, there will be no confusion. There will be no ism, schism, or division. But when one begin to reject it, two or three, it brings about confusion. Someone is not walking in the way. Someone is not believing in the way. Amen? Three, anger can be very, even within your household, where there is no peace, something is not in the way of Christ, because in God alone is peace. in God alone. Amen. Hallelujah. We find these attributes. Amen. Anger can be very destructive, but sometimes that is necessary. Amen. And you find that in Exodus, amen, 32, verse 19. And we see God's example of a holy anger. We saw Moses' example of a holy anger when he destroyed the idols. Amen, beloved. We cannot have people in our household worshiping other gods. Amen. As for you and your household, you ought to serve the Lord. Amen. Some of us, we still have young children that are at an age where we have a lot of influence and impact. But what happens when, you know, your children are grown and now they have ventured out into other things? You still are to stand on truth and righteousness in your house. Amen, beloved, in your house. You ought to be like Moses and break the idols. Amen. You ought to be like Moses. Amen. And begin to direct them into the way of righteousness. You ought to be like Moses. Amen. In those places where God has allowed you to be a leader or take up some form of leadership position or have given you some form of influence and impact. Amen. Over other people's life, even over your own life. Because sometimes the fallen man will want you to be in some form of idolatry or disobedience to the word of God. The fallen man wants that. He's very much alive and regenerated man, the fallen man. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to die to that impulse. Amen. You have to die to it. You have to be dead to it that you do not obey it. Amen. Amen. And so, beloved, sin dismays those. Did everybody understand that? Amen. Sin dismays those whose hearts and minds are intent on pleasing God. Amen. And so we will be angry at sin when our heart and mind is set on pleasing God. What is the desires of your heart? Is it the desire of your heart to please God? And if that is the desires of your heart, then you have to get in the word of God to know what really pleases him. Because sometimes we want to please God, but we don't know how to at a kingdom standard. The bar is high, praise God. Amen. And that's why you have leaders, because they can continuously show you that the bar is raising, that God says study the word. Amen. And so we can study the word, but now he gives it to you at a kingdom standard. He said unto me, show yourself approved unto God. Amen. So man's standard may be low, but God's standard. Study the word. Huh? Show yourself approved unto me, that you can be a workman not ashamed, able to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. Amen. Study the word. Excavate the word. Meditate on this word. Amen. Let this word come a part of you, your fiber, your very being. Amen. Don't let it be what you think. Let it be your thinking. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let it be what you think. Let it be your thinking. Let it become the fiber of your life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Leaders who fail must repent and turn to God instead of making excuses. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. I remember, amen, I was speeding, praise God, and I got a ticket. And hallelujah. And within myself, I was reasoning. And then out of my mouth, I said, I was just wrong. Lord, I repent. I guess you're trying to get my attention here. Amen. And so that was a test for me. I could have went on with, you know, defending myself. Amen. But the bottom line that there's no defense when you are wrong. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if God choose to give me a way of escape, glory to his name. Amen. Hallelujah. But before God, amen, I had to recognize, amen, hallelujah, I had to recognize that I had the potential of defending myself. Amen. Praise God. And not owning, amen, the very thing that I just did. Amen. And so leaders who fell must repent and turn to God instead of making excuses. We cannot make excuses. Amen. Hallelujah. For why? There is no good reason why we disobey God. No good reason. Amen. Mature leaders should stand on God's word to withstand public pressure. Amen. And so, beloved, I'm here to tell you the pressure is on. Amen. Especially when you are a leader. I know sometimes my grandkids put pressure on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. When they want their way and they want certain something a certain way, they put the pressure is on. Amen. And Messiah say one thing and Malia will jump in and they'll pressure me. Amen. Hallelujah. And I have to stand up under that pressure and I have to say no. We're not doing it that way. Praise God. Amen. And so those are just two children, and I feel that pressure. Can you imagine the pressure that Aaron felt with thousands of people out of a congregation, amen, that wanted these idols? Amen. Can you imagine the pressure that he felt? Maybe he felt like it would have cost him his life. Amen, if he would have stood up against these people. But, beloved, proclaiming the gospel may just cost you your life. Amen. All of the apostles and the prophets, amen, were martyrs for the sake of the gospel, amen. But in our times, we don't really deal with that. But they was martyrs, amen. One was crucified upside down. Another skin was boiled off of him, amen. Some of them were beheaded, amen, because they stood for righteousness, amen. But, beloved, there will come a time when they're ushering in this new world order, this one world religion, this one world economy, amen. There will come a time, praise God. Remember, all of this smart stuff is coming in, smart cars. Just the other day, I was driving, the police officer tapped into the Bluetooth of my car. I was able to hear his radio as if he was in my car himself. And I said, what is the meaning of this? Amen. Hallelujah. Technology is just advancing. Amen. What will happen when it's your turn to be a martyr? Hallelujah. Amen. When it's your turn to take the chip. Amen. When it's your turn, hallelujah, what are you going to do? Praise God. Amen. Asia Sadie was just saying to me, amen, these smart cars that are coming out, the Tesla, they'll be able to lock you in your own car. Praise God. Beloved, technology is changing. Amen. But we must still advance the kingdom of God. We must know that we are a people that is not of this world. Our kingdom, the kingdom and the king that we represent is not of this world, but we are here to establish his name, amen, his glory, his peace, amen, that the world will can come to know, amen, that Jesus Christ, that he is Lord, that he had died their death and paid their sin debt, that they could be in right standing with God. And sometimes in proclaiming that, it will cost you your very life. Praise God. Will you make a stand for righteousness, beloved? Will you make a stand for righteousness? And so those are the practical points, amen, that I wanted to give you, amen, hallelujah. Is there anything else that I want to share? Amen. I want to be able to hear from you. What time is it? Oh, it's 101, beloved. We're going to close out. I wanted to hear from you throughout this lesson. But listen, y'all can send an email to assignments at cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com telling us how you was blessed through the lesson, or cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail, or you can send a text message. We want to know that you was in blessed, that you was empowered. Amen. Through this lesson, through this Sunday school lesson, amen. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I cover your people under the blood, amen. Those that have pressed their way and came out to Sunday school, pressed their way into your presence, oh God. Father, I ask that your grace through this word, hallelujah, for them to stand on righteousness, for them to be obedient unto your word and not disobedient, oh God, for them to stand against the pressure of today's time, my God, in the name of Jesus, that you will gird them up, that you will give them boldness and courage, oh God, in these last and evil days, in the name of Jesus. For the world as we know it is constantly changing, it's constantly ending and beginning, oh God, but we thank you that you have never changed, that your word is the same, hallelujah. We give you glory for the glory that has been imparted in the direction for your people on this day. In Jesus' name, receive the provision of the Lord. Receive the provision that you will not be a disobedient nation. Amen. That you will not be rebellious, but you shall walk in obedience. That you will bring glory to his name by your obedience to the word of God. And, beloved, you are dismissed. We're going to go in peace and serve the Lord. And I will see you on the line in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Agape love.
Agape love.
Amen. Agape love.